Tom C. McLean, Jr. I'm dictating the neurologic report on Lisa Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N. Her address is 1691 Pendant, P-E-N-D-A-N-T, Chico, California, 95973-530-499-5543, cell 510-499-5543. Date of birth 12/15/1966. ID number leave a blank. Her insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Costco / Rite Aid, Chico. Just Dr. Roy Bishop, M.D. Below that it says Family Medicine. Below that, Argyle, A-R-G-Y-L-L, Medical Group. Below that, 100 Independent Circle, Suite 100. Below that, Chico, California, 95973-0258. Below that, phone 530-899-0130. Below that, fax 530-899-0142. Clinical indication is neurological evaluation and treatment of four intractable migraine headaches. Subparagraph, complaints of as many as 3 to 5 headaches per week currently, previously 7 headaches per week. current medications, listings vertically, A-T-O-G-E-P-A-N-T, in parenthesis, Qulipta, Q-U-L-I-P-T-A, in parenthesis, 60 milligrams daily. Botox, next line is Botox injections, 155 units quarterly. The next line is N-E-B-I-V-O-L-O-L, hydrochloride bistolic, 5 milligrams daily. Below that, ondansetron hydrochloride, parenthesis Zofran, 8 milligrams, PRN nausea. Below that, omeprazole, Prilosec, 20 milligrams daily. Below that, sumatriptan succinate, parenthesis Imitrex, 100 milligrams as needed. Below that, tramadol, 50 milligrams, up to 2 tablets as needed. Below that, APAP, aspirin, and caffeine. In parenthesis, codeine. PRN daily. Below that, apple cider vinegar, dash Nature's Truth, 1,200 milligrams twice daily. Below that, biotin, N-A-T-R-O-L, 5,000 micrograms. Once daily, below that, calcium citrate, magnesium, and zinc, parenthesis Kirkland, twice daily. Below that, cinnamon, Spring Valley, in parenthesis, 1,000 milligrams twice daily. Below that, digestive advantage, probiotic gummies, parenthesis Schiff, in parenthesis, once daily. Below that, fibrocapsules, parenthesis Kirkland, 3 grams of fiber, 10 times daily. Below that, horse chestnut, in parenthesis, Nature's Way, in parenthesis, 400 milligrams once daily for leg pain. Below that, ibuprofen, PRN, 1,000 milligrams, 1 to 2 daily. Below that, krill oil, parenthesis, Kirkland, in parenthesis, 500 milligrams once daily. Below that, Super B complex with electrolytes, parenthesis, Kirkland, in parenthesis. Below that, women's complete gummy multiple vitamin, parenthesis Smarty Pants, in parenthesis, once daily. Below that, vitamin C, Kirkland, 1,000 milligrams twice daily. Below that, zinc, Nature's Bounty, 50 milligrams once daily. Medical history of adverse reactions, sulfa drugs, walnuts, next paragraph, past medical history, migraine, ulcers, dash 11th grade, below that, infectious disease history, childhood chickenpox, mononucleosis, 2nd grade, adult herpes. Paragraph, systematic review of symptoms, general, headaches, reduced sleep and nervousness. Next line, EENT, earaches, eye disease, headaches, hoarseness, sinus problems. She wears eyeglasses. Yeah, pulmonary, no symptoms reported, cardiovascular, history of varicose veins, endocrine, no symptoms reported, gastrointestinal, history of bloating, constipation, heartburn, indigestion, nausea, painful bowel movements, history of duodenal ulcer. Next line, genitourinary. History of hematuria, dysuria. Next line, hematological. history of some bruising, no other symptoms reported. Next line, neck, no symptoms reported.
Find the face sheet questionnaire that gives us authorization.
Oh,
for
you
that.
Know what? I have that. I just don't have it in the
chart. Okay, all right. Female gynecological, intermenstrual bleeding. Height 5 feet 4 inches, weight 190. Menarche age 14. Last menstrual period January 5, 2022. History of menstrual irregularity. Menstrual periods every 15 to 45 days. Last pap smear April 2, 2021. Last rectal with colonoscopy January 24, 2022. History of menstrual tension, pain, bloating, or irritability. No history of breast tenderness, lumps, or discharge. Mammography completed January 28, 2022. Cesarean section completed in the past. Pregnancy history, one pregnancy, two live births. 2005, one son born with gestational diabetes and swelling. I'm sorry, complications of gestational diabetes, swelling, and migraine. Sexual function. She is sexually active, reports a satisfactory sexual life. Husband used condoms. No history of discomfort with intercourse. No history of transmissible disease. Mental health. She reports symptoms of depression, trouble sleeping, panic when stressed. Has seen a counselor. Stress is a major problem. Neuropsychiatric, no history of psychiatric evaluation or care. Convulsions, fainting, or paralysis. Personal safety. She does not live alone. She has a history of frequent falls from injuries. She reports some difficulty with visual or hearing loss. She has not completed advanced directive, did not request additional information to do so. She reports no personal or public health issues regarding verbally threatening behaviors, actual physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on December 15, 1966. She is years old. Father, age 86, is in declining health. Mother, age 77, is in declining health. She has four siblings, three sisters, one brother, all in age 53, sister in very good health, 50-year-old brother in horrible health, 46-year-old brother, good health. 42-year-old sister, very good health. Husband-NA, children, both boys, very good health. New paragraph. Family history. She reports a family history of arthritis in her mother, asthma in her father, chemical dependency in a sister, diabetes in her mother, heart disease in mother and father, hypertension mother and father, other serious illnesses in mother and father. She denied a family history of bleeding tendency, cancer, convulsions, tuberculosis or mental illness? New paragraph. Education. She completed college at age 22, postgraduate education at age 34, social history and health habits. She is a divorced single woman, taking alcohol rarely, one drink. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She's not living with significant other. There are children at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. She denied occupational concerns. She is retired and disabled. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. She denies a history of fractures. She has a history of concussion, loss of consciousness, and other serious illnesses. 2019/2021, torn meniscus/ACL, surgical outcome and physical therapy. Strabismus, 2014/2017, surgery twice. Venous removal, 2010, 2011, 2019, surgery three times. Operations and hospitalizations, dash, no history of blood transfusion. See above. She denies a history of hospitalization or prolonged medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General. She reports chronic fatigue, history of recurrent nausea and vomiting. Head. She denies neuralgia. She reports constant, recurrent headaches, typically at the side, center, front, and top of her head, caused by stress, hormones, circumstances, relieved by medication, cold backs, and sleep. Fainting history and blackouts, none reported, no similar family history. New paragraph. Neck. She denied neuralgia. She reports loss of grip strength in her hands, dropping items bilaterally. She reported myospasm. She denied numbness, pain. Stiffness. Swelling or paresthesias. New paragraph. Upper back and arch, she denied symptoms. Middle back. She denied symptoms. Low back. She denied symptoms. Shoulders. She has a history of pain intermittently, improved with Botox injections. She denied paresthesias, weakness, or neuralgia. New paragraph. Elbow. She denied symptoms. Wrists. She denied symptoms. Hips. She describes weakness from hip bursitis and surgery, relieved by pain meds, physical therapy, and rest. Ankle. She denied symptoms. Feet. She reported no neuralgia, but did describe intermittent pain from standing too long on the bottom of her feet, mild in severity, not associated with paresthesias or weakness. New paragraph, neurological review of symptoms. She denied a history of visual changes, reduced hearing, sense of smell, taste, problems with chewing, swallowing, or phonation. or deglutition. New paragraph, she denied motor weakness in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph, she denied other sensory symptoms. New paragraph, she denied tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph, she denied episodes of lightheadedness, near syncope, fainting, falling, or convulsions. New paragraph, she denied significant nocturnal problems. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Mental status. Lisa Huffman appears to be a pleasant woman who is alert-oriented and appears at this time to be slightly anxious, possibly mildly depressed, but in no other distress. Her thinking is logical, goal-oriented, focused on her clinical circumstances, appropriate and without unusual ideation. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12. Her axioocular movements are full. Pupils reactive to light and accommodation. There's no ptosis or nystagmus. New paragraph, facial asymmetry is not present. New paragraph, facial motor weakness is preserved. Facial sensation is intact. New paragraph, palate elevates symmetrically. The tongue is in the midline. No atrophy, deviation, or fasciculations. Oral evaluation would suggest Malpati score of 3 to 4 over 5. New paragraph. Sternocleidomastoid and trapezius sphincter 5 over 5. New paragraph. Motor examination, manual inspection, examination, and motor testing are preserved bilaterally 5 over 5. New paragraph. Sensory examination is intact on modalities. Touch, pin, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation, new paragraph, or deep tendon reflexes are 1 to 2 over 4, symmetrical bilaterally without pathological primitive reflexes, new paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal, rapid alternating successive movements, fine motor speed are all preserved. No inducible neuromuscular resistance, halting characteristics, or cogwheeling. New paragraph. Her ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic. Negative Romberg. New paragraph. Musculoskeletal examination. Cervical range of motion is associated with tenderness and a sense of restriction, inflection, extension, side bending, and rotation. New paragraph. Her ambulatory examination shows fluid ambulation without ataxia. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Lisa presents with a clinical history of migraine with clinical symptoms and findings suggesting a possible cervogenic component. New paragraph, she also gives a history of dysomnia for which additional evaluation would be indicated. New paragraph, she's had some improvement with her current treatment regimen, which by her report is not entirely optimal on the Qulipta, with breakthrough headaches treated and controlled with Imitrex. New paragraph. She still has some post-surgical leg aching symptoms, having had surgery that may require further intervention with pain management, if not clinically improved over a period of time. New paragraph, she gave a history today of taking 1,000 milligrams of ibuprofen several times per day, for which counseling was provided in reducing risk factors for kidney injury. Subparagraph, she reported that she's taken ibuprofen for a very long time. New paragraph. Recommendations. We will obtain MR imaging of the cervical spine to exclude degenerative disease, a cause of possible cervicogenic cephalgia. New paragraph. Interesting, following her history, she requested refills of Furanol with codeine which is not on her previous medication list, indicating that she had taken this before up to 2 tablets per day. I questioned her about the possibility of habituation to codeine and the use of common analgesics on a regular basis that would put her at risk for chronic daily cephalgia. New paragraph, it turns out that she has been treated with a number of other medications, including topiramate in the past. New paragraph, in consideration of her clinical history and findings, I am refilling the Furanol with codeine after we received authorization from her insurance carrier. Subparagraph, we will assist her in obtaining the medicine with a substantial financial discount through GoodRx at Rite Aid. New paragraph, I will see you back for reevaluation and follow-up, considering readjustment of her treatment regimen, further optimization of her headache treatment, and possible pain management intervention in my signature.